Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. And I'll begin with the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has strongly criticized unilateral U.S. sanctions against Iran. Have a listen.
The reimposition of sanctions against Iran after the unilateral withdrawal of the United States from the Iran nuclear deal, which had been unanimously adopted by the Security Council with the support of the U.S. itself, lays bare the illegitimacy of this action.
According to the Special Rapporteur on the negative impact of the unilateral coercive measures, sanctions should not lead to the suffering of the people of the targeted nation. Idriss Jazari said that UN Charter specifically calls for the reimposition of sanctions only by the Security Council because such measures must be based on lawful grounds. The UN diplomat added that the harmful and unjust U.S. sanctions are destroying Iran's economy and putting the lives of millions of Iranians at risk. Lead expert of the Geneva-based UN body, however, praised the international community for rejecting what he called U.S. economic bullying. He stressed the international community must not allow the world to become a battleground for a generalized economic war. Joining us now out of Boston, Massachusetts, is Kaveh Afrasiabi, author and political scientist, for more on the story. Hello, Professor Afrasiabi. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Your thoughts on, you know, the way the U.S. has handled withdrawing from the JCPOA, and while Iran has fully committed to everything, as you very well know, under that agreement, he's actually intimidating other signatories to renege on their commitment to the JCPOA.
Exactly, which is why the statement by the UN diplomat today is very key and critical for giving some further momentum at the United Nations in light of the upcoming General Assembly gathering for similar statements and perhaps measures taken against the illegal unilateral U.S. sanctions, which are globally resented. As Mr. Jazari correctly stated, they are illegitimate and just and tantamount to naked economic warfare against nation by reimposing sanctions which are prohibited under the UN Security Council Resolution 2231. So it's the United States itself that is engaging in rogue behavior under the cloak of trying to change Iran's behavior. You know, who will educate the educated? The U.S. itself has to change its behavior and conform to international norms and standards instead of subverting them. And these sanctions, as illuminated by the statement of the U.N. diplomat, are globally resented, and there'll be serious resistance against them and the U.S. bullying allies and other nations to implement this so-called sanctions regime, which in contrast to the past is not based on references to the UN international sanctions. If you look at the previous pre-JCPOA US sanctions, there's always reference to the UN sanctions and basing themselves on that. And that is simply absent today, which points to the utter illegitimacy of the US sanctions.
And Idriss Jazari, you know, I want to give you this quote. He said, "The harmful and unjust U.S. sanctions are destroying Iran's economy and putting the lives of millions of Iranians at risk." I want to ask you, we've heard the Trump administration and even other administrations saying that we have a problem with how the regime is handling itself. We have no problem against the Iranian people. But are these sanctions not a direct target on 80 million Iranians residing in the Islamic Republic?
Yeah, and you know, the Human Rights Council and the Special Rapporteur has pointed to the connection between these unilateral sanctions, which are in contradiction to the UN Charter and international law, and the infringement on the human rights of Iranian people. So looking at these sanctions from the prism of human rights is very important, because it underscores the illegitimacy of these sanctions and the fact that the Trump administration is shedding crocodile tears for the Iranian people while behaving as a rogue nation, inflicting suffering upon suffering on the Iranian civilian population, By these actions, Iranians suffer in the areas of access to medicine, food, sanitation, environmental degradation is also another result, etc. And fortunately, a growing number of UN officials and also the Secretary General of the UN itself, Mr. Guterres, has spoken against the scuttling of JCPOA and the importance of abiding by the UN Security Council that calls on all member states to fully implement their obligations under the JCPOA.
I want to thank you for joining us there, Dr. Kaveh Afrasiabi, author and political scientist, joining us out of Boston, Massachusetts. Thank you, sir.